This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Rescuers in northern India continue trying to rescue more than three dozen power plant workers trapped in a tunnel after part of a Himalayan glacier broke off and sent a wall of water and debris rushing down the mountain. More than 2,000 members of the military, paramilitary groups, and police have been taking part in search and rescue operations in the northern state. After Sunday's disaster, which has killed at least 11 people, left about 150 others missing and damaged dams and homes downstream. Officials said the focus Monday is on saving 37 workers who are stuck inside a tunnel at one of the affected hydropower plants. Excavators have been brought in to help with those efforts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pleaded not guilty Monday to corruption charges at the resumption of his trial about 6 weeks before Israeli voters again passed judgment on his leadership. Standing before a three-judge panel in a heavily guarded Jerusalem district court, he is quoted as saying, "I confirm the written answer submitted in my name." He's referring to a document his lawyers gave the court last month in which they argued he was not guilty of charges of bribery, breach of trust, and fraud. He was indicted in 2019 in a long-running case involving gifts from millionaire friends and for allegedly seeking regulatory favors from media tycoons in return for favorable coverage. He has called this prosecution a political witch hunt. Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial is opening this week with a sense of urgency. Democrats want to hold the former president accountable for the violent U.S. Capitol siege on January 6th, and Republicans want it over as fast as possible. It's scheduled to begin Tuesday, just over a month since the deadly January 6th riot. Senate leaders are still working out the details, but it appears there will be a few witnesses. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will announce this Monday that Washington will return to the U.N. Human Rights Council as an observer with an eye towards seeking election as a full member. The decision is likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and many in the pro-Israel community. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the world's body's main human rights agency in 2018. Although the U.S. will have only non-voting observer status on the council through the end of 2021, the official said the administration intends to seek one of three full member seats currently held by Austria, Denmark, and Italy from the Western Europe and other states group that come up for election later this year. Police have fired a water cannon at hundreds of protesters in Myanmar's capital who are demanding the military hand power back to elected officials. Demonstrations against last week's coup are intensifying and spreading to more parts of the country. The protests also swelled at a major downtown intersection in the country's largest city, with people raising a three-finger salute that is a symbol of resistance and carrying placards saying "reject the military coup." State media for the first time on Monday made reference to the protests, claiming they were endangering the country's stability. The coup was seen internationally as a shocking setback for Myanmar, which had been making progress toward democracy after five decades of military rule. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts the uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in the 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from. But when asked whether the U.S. would lift sanctions first to get Iran to return to negotiations, Biden simply responded no. Tom Brady threw two of his three touchdown passes to Rob Gronkowski. And the Tampa Bay defense frustrated Patrick Mahomes to lead the Buccaneers to a 31-9 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night for Brady's record seventh Super Bowl title. Now Brady connected twice in the first half with Gronkowski to give the pair an NFL record 14 playoff TD passes, and then added another to Antonio Brown to stake the Bucs to a big halftime lead that the defense had no problem holding. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.